Story number 8. Angela's angry morning. Angela was angry when she got up and looked out of her bedroom window. The weather was terrible. Oh no, she thought. I have to ride to school on my bike and it's raining and I don't like getting wet. She wanted to have a shower, but the water was too cold. She got angry again. Then she went downstairs and opened the door to the kitchen. She got angrier because her parents weren't there. Oh no, she thought. Now I have to make my breakfast. She got angrier when she opened the fridge to find an egg. There were no eggs there. Oh no, she thought. I don't want bread and I don't want cereal. I want an egg and there are no eggs here. She got angry again, and when she got dressed, she couldn't find her favorite trainers. Oh no, she thought. Now I have to wear my old black shoes to school. I'm having a very bad morning. Angela closed the front door loudly behind her and then went to get her bike. But when she looked at it, she saw that the back tire was flat. Oh no, she thought. I can't ride my bike with a flat tire. Now I have to run to school. My morning is getting worse. She went back in the house and tried to find an umbrella, but she couldn't. Angela was very, very angry now. She closed the front door loudly behind her again and ran down the road to school. The rain made her hair wet, her shoulders wet, her legs wet, and her feet wet. Good morning, Angela, called the postman who came to Angela's house every morning. Angela was too angry to answer. Hello, Angela, called the woman who worked in the bread shop. What a terrible morning. You don't look very happy. Angela was too angry to answer. Hi, Angela, called the boy who lived at the end of the road. Why aren't you on your bike? But Angela didn't answer. She was too angry to talk to him. When Angela got to the school gates, they were closed. She couldn't open them. Now she got very, very, very angry. Oh no, she thought. Why are the gates closed? This morning is the worst day of my life. I'm angry. My hair, my shoulders, my legs, and my feet are wet. I'm getting cold. I'm hungry. My mom didn't make me an egg for breakfast. My tire was flat, I couldn't ride my bike to school, and now I can't open the school gates. Why? Someone tell me, please! Suddenly, the rain stopped, and the sun came out from behind the clouds. Hello, called a nice nurse from her car. Have a nice day. Angela looked at her angrily and didn't answer. Good morning, Angela, called the farmer from Long Farm. It's good that the sun's shining now. Angela looked at him angrily too. Hi, Angela, called the girl from the window in the house opposite the school. Why are you here? Angela sat down on the wall and started to think about her morning, and suddenly she understood. Her parents weren't in the kitchen because they don't go to work on Saturdays. They were asleep. There were no eggs in the fridge because her parents always did the shopping on Saturdays. She couldn't find the trainers because they were in her sports bag, which was in her dad's car. Angela and her father always played tennis on Saturdays, and her back tire was flat, but that was okay on a Saturday. And the school gates are closed because it's a Saturday, the first day of our school holidays, Angela shouted happily. She started to run back home. Good morning, Angela, called a bus driver from the window of his bus. Good morning to you too, Angela answered. Hello, Angela, called the woman who worked at the supermarket. Hello, Mrs. Fish, Angela said. It's good to see you. Hi, Angela, called a boy on his bike. Hi, Angela answered with a big smile on her face. Have a great day. You too, he answered. Thank you, Angela laughed.